forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you are condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. I'm forgiven because you were forsaken. I'm accepted, you were condemned. I'm alive and well, your spirit is within me because you died and rose again. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Amazing love, I know it's true. It's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you. Amazing love, how can it be that you, my King, would die for me? Yeah, yeah. Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you, Jesus. You are my King. Oh, you are my King, Jesus. You are my King. Oh, Jesus, you are my King. My King would die for me. Amazing love, I know it's true, and it's my joy to honor you in all I do. I honor you in all I do. I honor.
And we're back with Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. That was Monique Donnelly, our one and only Monique Donnelly, and Rod Schreckengast on guitar here at Worship Factory. And we are in studio live with Shane Eidelman, author and pastor. You know, I just can't tell you how what a blessing it is to be able to have that in studio, to be able to have Monique's wonderful, amazing voice. And God has given her such a gift.
Well, and what truth in that song, right?
Oh,
I mean, to so humbly wrap our brain around that. Our King died for us. What?
Right. Yeah.
What's that?
Wow. Totally God.
And we're supposed to follow that example? That's hard.
You didn't have to say that.
Die to ourselves and show that love to others.
That's hard.
I'm going to be straight up. That's hard to do.
Yep.
You know, I wanted to get into what we talked about a little bit before with Shane, Rod, when we talked about, you know, here, you may think that if you're out there that you can't be used, that you, for some reason, that you've not gotten a master's or a PhD, or you've not gone to seminary, or if you've not gone out there as far as that goes, and done in your life what the society thinks you can. God can overcome all things.
That's right.
And he is the teacher of all teachers. He's put together the best set of books that ever possibly could ever be here. It's been instead, but it's the test of time has proven that these books are the longest lasting books in history, without a doubt. I mean, that's the Bible and the Word of God. And I think that as long as you're into the Word of God and you are listening to his voice in your life, you too, no matter what you've gone through, and maybe you do have difficulties, whatever it may be, maybe you have a learning difficulty in some capacity, as Shane has just talked about. But I just think that it's amazing amazing how God would take somebody that thinks that they're not good enough or less than and make them six books later and a pastor in a pulpit.
Amazing.
And know the word and unbelievable. I applaud where God has taken you, and I applaud God for his direction in your life, and I'm just so in awe of his abilities to do that in us.
Our listeners need to hear that. There's somebody listening right now that really needs to hear that. This man had a learning disability, barely graduated high school, and God so changed him and so used this surrendered life that he is written these books. He has a dynamic preaching ministry.
Well, and you know what I heard was humility in the way he addressed it. He says, you know what? Be willing to work hard. Mm-hmm. Be willing to get criticism. I mean, was that hard for you to be humbled and say, okay, I need some direction. I need to be working at this.
Oh, absolutely. And there's people just a couple months ago said, that's not a real church. He didn't graduate from seminary.
Hmm.
But we have to remember that I don't want a master's degree. I want a degree from the master. And I can go get that master's degree pretty quick, but I guess what? I'll be real happy.
Oh, yeah.
I'll be real happy about that on my on my books. Look at my PhD, look at my master's degree. But let me be careful here, and I'm not also putting those people down.
Right.
I mean, you can do that, blessed be the name. Yeah, absolutely. But I would probably be wanting to put it on I got this, where God's saying, no, you're going to give glory to me. Watch what I do through you. What did the Bible say? When they saw that they were untrained and unlearned men, they knew that they had been with Jesus. I want to spend time in the presence. I want to spend time at the foot of the cross. And when I walk up to the pulpit, we can say, thus saith the Lord. Not theoretically, but what does God's word say? I can write with boldness and authority because, Lord, what do you want to do? I'm just an empty vessel.
That's right.
Show me, use me. But then also I had a mother that was an exceptional editor and book doctor, and she would just redline and redline and redline and just, people don't care about this. They don't want to know about that. Get to the point, blah, 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 blah. So we got it really. It's a good relationship, but you need to be open for constructive criticism as well. And so a lot of those people that say those kind of things, I think their intentions are okay, because they think, well, how could somebody, pastor that hasn't gone to seminary? Well, there's a lot of people in seminary who shouldn't be pastor.
Right, exactly.
I mean, it's a hard. If number one question is, has God called you,
there you go,
to pastor of church? Because if he hasn't called you, no seminary on the planet's going to prepare you.
Yeah.
So that's I give God the glory. I think if I'd be just like anybody else, and I've got a master's in church history. Don't you think you should listen to me? Versus, what does God's word say? I just want to spend time reading that, and not that education is important. It's vitally important.
Mm-hmm.
It's incredible, because I agree, and I think at Worship Factory, and we are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM, and get connected online at worshipfactory.net, which is really important to us as well. And you'll be able to share your story as well. I mean, get a hold of us, send us an email. Let us know what your story is out there.
We'd love to hear stories.
Yeah, I love God's stories. How has God spoken to you? How has he used your gifts? Has he used this show? Has he used a guest that we've had to speak to you in your life?
Yeah, because just like what Shane's sharing, it can encourage someone else to overcome.
Yeah.
And I even want to add your mom's story, Shane. I love that, because we all have moms, maybe not the mother of our lives, but somebody in our lives that can speak to us, help criticize us, help channel us.
In love.
And
it's
so
those figures that can...
That's, again, where connections are important. We need those people in our lives just as much as we need those creatives and the stars and the people that are out in front.
Is that a flower or a mom? I was just wondering.
M-U-M.
M-U-M.
Mom.
Okay, I got it. I got it. That's like collaborate. I got it.
Yes. You'll get it.
I'm learning.
Once you're anointed, then you have it.
Well, I'm working on
it.
Come on, God.
We love you, Rod.
Our Mr. Shrek and Goss in studio.
You know, it's funny, too. I just was thinking, when you mentioned the degree or education or different things. Now, if I go to speak or go up to the pulpit, it's almost you go up there and say, Lord, if you don't move, I'm not going to be able to speak. I don't want to write unless, Lord, he gets all the glory, all the credit. You're not relying on something. You're not relying on 3 points in a poem. And didn't I do this wonderful hermeneutic and homiletic discourse? And didn't I use an inductive and deductive approach to my sermon preparation? And isn't this great? I mean, it's, Lord, what do you want to say?
Right.
And it's broken, humble people, doing that.
You know, it's amazing that a professor once told me that the sheepskin's great to have, but if you have to have the sheepskin to get the work, but you've already got the work, then why do you need the sheepskin? Now, again, I say that only to say I'm an advocate for education, obviously. I mean, there's people that are out there and I think that it's amazing when they go through that. But I think it's even as amazing to me to take somebody like yourself. And I think that what's really put on my heart right this minute is that we often are in a pity party. Mm-hmm. We're often so much that as far as that goes, I can't. We want to whine that we can't. We want to cry that we can't. We're not going to be good enough. You know, we're not as good as he is or she is as far as on that acting job or that singing vocal or whatever it may be. So we end up finding ourselves coming back inside ourselves. And that naysayer, which I think is the enemy, is sitting there going to you going, no, you can't. No, you can't. But God has proven to us and has proven in your life that, yes, he can.
And the thing people we need to remember is we all have that ugly voice in the back of our heads. Yeah. Everybody who's creative has that ugly voice.
Yeah.
And you can't listen.
Yeah.
God is speaking to you. He's saying, I made you. This is who I made you to be. And that's what you've got to believe and go for.
You know, and we've, you know, just been so blessed today to have Shane Eidelman in studio with us today. We're going to carry him over into our exposed segment as well to talk further with John and Mariana. But, you know, get online at ShaneEidelman.com. Pick up a couple of his books. He's written 6 books. An incredible author.
Amazing.
You can listen to his talking. God has given him the gift to be able to actually go out there and speak to the world, obviously. I mean, this is something that people are doing. You can tell by how he presents his life and what God has called him to. So we're going to be right back with our exposed segment on Worship Factory. Get online. Get connected. This is the type of stuff that we love to do here. You are listening to Worship Factory at KKLA 99.5 FM. We'll be right back with more Shane Eidelman right here on Worship Factory.
Our God has come to save, conquer death and the grave. We know we are free. We know we are free. Yeah. Our God has come to save, conquer death and the grave. Brought liberty, death no longer.